Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, I know a way that Disney can make their money back after losing it on Snow White. They can make two cups, one girl. This is based on a viral video from around 2007. Don't watch it unless you enjoy something super disgusting. It's produced by a company called MFX in Brazil, and I have to admit I did enjoy some of their content from time to time, especially the one called Poop Gang. You can imagine what happens. Two cups and one girl is boring compared to some of the other stuff from MFX. Up next, many people can't believe that Italians lived here and decided to move to New Jersey. That tells you just how bad it was being poor in Italy and the rest of Europe. What can you do on the Amalfi Coast except being a fisherman? Not to mention that everything was almost mafia-run and people wanted freedom. Also, considering that many of them left for America after the Second World War, this would be a more appropriate picture of what Italians saw when they were living there. Number three, this woman says that she hates it when single men have dogs, and that you should only have a dog as a man if you have a live-in partner. What an odd thing to say. Either women see good boys as competition for their attention, or they actually think that men are like them and sleep with Poochie. If you have kids and spend more time with the children than her, she'll still get jealous. But more than anything else, I suspect that women think we do to dogs what they do to dogs. Moving on, we have another woman that just bought a car with the money she earned showing off her fish-flavored taco. The irony is that cars depreciate just like their coochies. But what will both of them be worth after she turns 40? When I see stuff like this, I think there's a good chance it's just a recruitment tool for lonely fools. Also, did her bunghole pay for sales tax, title, and delivery too? All you simps out there need to stop giving money to women like this immediately. Number 5, the suffragettes banned beer back in the 1920s. So what did men do? They protested for it back. This is back when men were men and not simply simping for AI-generated women online. I can actually see guys with the temperament of Al Bundy protesting for beer back in the roaring 20s. In 1926, the government of the United States poisoned illegal alcohol to stop people from consuming it, and it ended up killing an estimated 10,000 people. They did this because women demanded alcohol be banned. Up next, supermodel Rebecca J says her body count is below 5, and that body counts don't count if it's for your content or you're on vacation. Wouldn't that be nice? Also, since when did we actually have obese supermodels? More like supersized models. She's an OF creator and not a supermodel like she claims. You know that her real notch count is probably 100 and she's just trying to rebrand herself so some Chad or Tyrone wants to commit to her. I think I can smell the gonorrhea from this image. Number 7, Disney CEO is exhausted and overwhelmed after multiple box office flops. Good. Because audiences are also getting exhausted by the steady stream of shite Disney has been putting out lately. The solution is quite simple. Stop putting chicks in everything and making them lame and gay. But he's too big of a coward to fire Kathleen Kennedy and clean house. It's not that hard to figure out what audiences want. Just conduct a focus group, fella. Meanwhile, in Iran, a female activist was sentenced to 178 lashes and 18 months in prison after she was arrested not wearing a hijab. But I think she's lucky to still be alive after holding up the poster that says Supreme Loser on it. If a man held that up, he would have been sentenced to death. The 12-month prison sentence is a joke. But the lashes will scar up her body and reduce her ability to marry a Raj in the future. Where were the women's rights activists to stop this? Whatever happened to her body, her choice? Number 9, meet Joan Donovan. She's reportedly the lead organizer behind nationwide Tesla terrorism targeting dealerships and cars. So why hasn't she been arrested yet? Last I heard, the police are still sourcing a flatbed truck to pick up Gorlock Jr. here. They also have to make some custom handcuffs because there's no way that standard ones are going to get around those massive wrists. Also, I don't know if this is even a she. It's really hard to tell with leftists these days. Joan actually might be Joel. Up next, and speaking of Teslas, many of their owners have been disguising their cars. This one identifies as a Honda Civic. I guess that if you touch this car and try and damage it, then you're a bigot, because it's a trans vehicle. And you're being racist making assumptions of its make and model. Everyone knows that if climate change was actually real, they wouldn't be vandalizing Teslas. Number 11, this woman says that she's single because she wears stuff like this instead of a piece of cloth. Really, what kind of cloth? A muumuu, perhaps. But the real reason she's single is because she keeps eating all the men that keep going out on a date with her. She thinks they're appetizers and keeps wondering why her dates always ghost her. Her legs also kind of remind me of tree trunks. She would blend in nicely with nature if she put on some brown pants too. Moving on, this one says that morgues prefer to hire women for exactly the reason we all think of. So what is it? Are they shagging the cadavers or something? Maybe they're hiring them because they're already dead on the inside. Maybe this means that women also shouldn't be dog sitters for the exact same reason we think of as well. I think I figured it out, though. It must be the gender pay gap, and they can get away with paying them less. Number 13 Rosie O'Donnell says that Trump's victory should be investigated because one of his best friends runs the internet. Gee, who could that be? I always thought that Al Gore was a Democrat. I guess I was wrong. Then again, didn't Al Gore claim that he invented the internet to begin with? At this point in her life, Rosie already looks like an old man pretending to be a lesbian. I also think that this is the most boomer statement that she's ever made. Up next, this woman says that sometimes you don't even realize you were sexually assaulted until months or years later. Someone gets back to her and says, or even decades later, after he earns enough money. While this is funny, it's not very accurate. If a woman feels sexually assaulted by a man with high status, she will keep quiet until he loses that status or until other women come forward. The only reason she doesn't say no to his advances is because power and fame are an aphrodisiac for women. Once you lose those, they revoke consent retroactively, years or decades later. Number 15, remember, ladies, that most of you would be incels if you were males. Does anyone think that she would actually date her own actual looks match? And when a woman like this gets smashed once in her life by a Chad, she assumes that he is her looks match. And you know that Chad just doesn't remember who she is. I also think that women would be a lot less picky if makeup wasn't a thing that elevated their sexual marketplace value. As far as I'm concerned, this individual is ugly as a male or a female. Moving on is this female privilege. Ellie here is an OF creator and she made content with a minor and monetized it. She faced 6 years in prison but walked away with only a 2-year suspended sentence. Of course, it's privileged. She's also probably going to get to keep her OF page and the money she earned from it too. Maybe the judge was also one of her fans. I bet she wasn't even put on the sex offender registry or received a ban from the internet. She also looks cocked more times than Dirty Harry's 44 Magnum. Number 17, there's a warning about the release of Netflix Adolescence over a tsunami of boys turning to misogyny. The show creators say that the show is not fiction, and it's reality. Eventually, young Western boys and men will react to the gaslighting of society by doing what men in South Korea did. 90% of young men in that country are anti-feminist, and they just recently got a member in parliament that's part of the incel party. How long before that starts happening in the West too? Up next, here are some more attacks against men that'll see us eventually revolting against the system. This school in Australia makes male students apologize for the behavior of their gender. They're trying to make men think that they're part of the male collective and that they're guilty of made-up crimes by the so-called patriarchy. Parents there said they were completely mortified by this, but I don't believe it. I wouldn't be surprised if the boys' mothers were perfectly fine with it. Number 19, this is why LiDAR is superior to only putting cameras on self-driving cars. Someone put this giant sign on the road that looks exactly like what's behind it. And the Tesla driving there fell for the old Roadrunner wall trick. Elon fanboys will defend this. But another Tesla a few years back ran into a truck believing that the white on the side of the trailer was the sky. And it went under it and decapitated the owner. Apparently the operating system on the Tesla was old and this is all staged. I don't know. What do you guys think? Moving on, Soprano star Drea Di Matteo reveals that her 13-year-old son edits her only fool's photos. Doesn't that mean that he's technically underage if he can see all her naughty bits? And it looks like this 50-year-old mama is keeping it classy by wearing a cross. It looks good on her. She should definitely attend mass more often. Maybe your son is also there to record her when she gets her cooch covered in human Kahlua so that she can make some added cash. Number 21 is another feminist article, and this one says that masculinity will not save men. And of course, they use a picture of a young man that's a Trump supporter. Remember, guys, that masculinity is not for women to define, especially feminists because they want to handicap men so that women can get better positions of power and authority in society. If you criticize women, then women come out and say that only women are allowed to speak about women. But it's perfectly fine for women to speak on men's behalf. Up next, this plus-size woman calls out men who think big girls are easy. Robert responds by saying he's always found that the bigger they are, the harder they are to pick up. Literally. But seriously, fat women used to be easy up until around 2010 or 11, when fat empowerment culture started going mainstream. That's when I saw obese women that had the same attitude as the 9s and 10s. Before that time, fat women were eager and gave good head. Why? Because they had to. Number 23, who is that gorgeous redhead? Some people say Amy Adams, but I think she's mid. She's got a butter face, but some nice knockers. To give her credit, though, she was the first Lois Lane actress that was actually likable in the role and not a boss babe with attitude. And if I had to pick one redhead above all the others, it's Gillian Anderson, when she was at the peak of her beauty during the X-Files series. The first redhead I remember is Wilma. Moving on, this poor man lives in a dead bedroom scenario so bad that his wife doesn't even kiss or hug him, and his daughter asked him why. She asked after seeing another couple kissing in public. She's been trained that you don't have to love your husband or show affection to him, and odds are she'll be as cold as ice to someone in the future. This guy's been starving for attention for years, but I bet you that his wife is being piped by more than one of her coworkers. Guaranteed. Number 25 and the last one, do women really want short kings? Why is this woman with this guy? Maybe he's hung like a horse. Maybe she can't have kids and always wanted a son. How about a combination of money and status? It could also be that he's easy to control, and if he gets out of line, she can beat him up. Maybe super tall girls like this are less picky about height rather than Oompa Loompa girls demanding that they all get a man over 6 feet tall. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.